Now, as you know, three Gardaí were injured and more than 20 protesters arrested on Saturday after anti-vaccine, anti-mask and anti-lockdown protests turned violent on Grafton Street near St. Stephen's Green in Dublin. Investigations are continuing. The Garda Representative Association has requested an urgent meeting with the Commissioner and the Minister for Justice. The GRA said the weekend protest was well planned and organised. Let's talk now to Fianna Fáil TD and party spokesperson on justice, Jim O'Callaghan. Jim O'Callaghan, thanks for joining us on the programme. What happened over the weekend has been roundly condemned, but there are concerns that further protests may well be in the planning in the weeks ahead. How should that be met?
Well, you're right, Brian. It was an unlawful event that took place on Saturday. One of the things we need to look at is how it was organised and how it was publicised. And I think we need to recognise that the organisation of it was facilitated to a large extent by social media companies. And I think that's an area we need to look at. Under the definition in the Health Act, an event organiser includes somebody involved in publicising that event. And I'm sure the Gardaí will be looking at the role played by social media companies, notwithstanding, I suppose, the protections, the added protections they have with the e-commerce directive. But I think it needs to be pointed out that companies try to have it every way. On one hand, they want to present themselves as responsible corporate citizens. Yet on the other hand, it appears to be the case that they are facilitating and enabling the organisation of unlawful events. So I think they need to get their house in order to ensure that, irrespective of your views on the restrictions, that if there is an unlawful event and the social media companies are aware it's unlawful, they can't facilitate the publication of that.
Are you saying that there could be grounds at least to consider prosecution of social media companies?
Well, when you look at the regulations and the Health Act, an event organiser includes a person who's engaged in publicising an event. So obviously you may be interested in seeing the extent to which social media companies were publicising the event. Now, they have an added protection because of the e-commerce directive, which says that a social media company is not liable for information posted by a user, provided the social media company does not have actual knowledge of the illegal activity or the information.
All right, I think we've lost Jim O'Callaghan.
He's been on social media sites for a period of time.
All right, Jim, I'm sorry, the line is breaking up there, but I think we've got a good part of what you had to say, and no doubt we'll return to this again. Our apologies for that, but thanks for joining us. That was Jim O'Callaghan from Fianna Fáil.